Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The National Weather Service confirmed Wednesday an EF1 rated tornado with winds reaching 95 miles per hour touched down near County Road YZ and Z in Dodgeville. The tornado, with a maximum width of 150 yards and a path length of 6.95 miles, moved northeast through a cornfield before continuing to impact numerous trees and three outbuildings. The most significant damage occurred off County Road ZZ, where numerous large, healthy hardwood trees were uprooted. The tornado's path ended near Knobs Road, just west of County Road H. The National Weather Service Milwaukee Sullivan office confirmed the tornado after conducting a field survey with Amanda Gardner with Iowa County Emergency Management on Thursday. According to Gardner, no injuries or residential home damage were reported, and most of the damage was to trees and crops. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than anywhere else in the U.S., producing over 60% of the nation's supply. Do you know why that is? Melissa Kay has the answer.
Central Wisconsin is cranberry country, where once an ancient lake covered the very heart of the state. Mary Brazu Brown of Glacial Lake Cranberries in Wisconsin Rapids showed me the low-lying area on a topographic map.
Here we are right in the middle of the state, but you can see that this area, pretty well defined, was old Glacial Lake, Wisconsin.
The glacial lake was about 150 feet deep during the last glacial period. Brazu Brown explained the lake formed when the Wisconsin River was dammed up by rock and rubble near what is now Wisconsin Dells.
As these waters had melted, all of this water was being held back by the Baraboo Range, which, according to their historical marker, is among the oldest visible physical features on Earth.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Baraboo quartzite formations date back approximately 1.6 to 1.7 billion years ago, landing the formation in the top five oldest visible features, along with locations in Canada, Australia, and South Africa. Brazu Brown explained how the violent release of this glacial lake not only carved out the dells, but also created the perfect cranberry growing conditions.
But after the lake drained, what was left was this area that very flat, high water table, acid conditions, lots of sand, because it was the bottom of a lake.
In the late 1800s, property owners in the area soon gave up trying to drain a swamp, instead choosing to cultivate the native cranberries they found growing wild.
Now this township is made up of 14 cranberry growers. Most of the marshes are over 100 years old.
Glacial Lake Cranberries continues the practice of sustainable agriculture. This fall will mark the 152nd commercial cranberry harvest on their marshes. I'm Melissa Kay.
Amtrak carried its 250th guest on state-sponsored Borealis trains between the Twin Cities and Chicago over the Independence Day 2025 holiday weekend. Operated daily by Amtrak under contracts with the Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois State Transportation Departments, guests and officials have been celebrating a comfortable and reliable service that has routinely exceeded expectations since the daily service began on May 23, 2024. Borealis trains originate from St. Paul at midday and Chicago in the late morning, with Amtrak everyday discounts for children ages 2 to 12, students, seniors, veterans, military personnel, and families, groups, and others. The trains offer cafe service featuring regional items and views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul, Minnesota, and La Crosse, Wisconsin. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 6.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.92 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 12.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 50.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.67 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.29 a gallon, a difference of 62 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.09 a gallon. The national average is down 11.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 37.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 1.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.69 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, the national average price of gasoline slipped slightly over the last week, falling alongside oil, which dropped more than $2 per barrel. It's not every day you hear about a park closure due to wasp. Police in the Manitowoc County city of Keele put out a warning Saturday afternoon that Lions Park was closed on account of a massive number of ground wasps that were spotted by residents. A pest expert from Public Works was sent out to do a check, and it turned out the swarm was harmless sand wasp. Police gave the all clear later in the day. The total economic impact of the largest event in Green Bay's history shattered projected numbers. Discover Green Bay CEO Brad Toll says the NFL predicted a $20 million economic impact in Brown County, but that number was actually $72.9 million. The statewide economic impact was anticipated to be $94 million, but that actually came out to be $104.7 million. Packers VP of Marketing Gabrielle Dow says the 2025 draft was the second most watched draft on TV behind 2020's draft during COVID. Around 600,000 people attended the three-day event back in April. The band Coldplay put out a special warning during its concert at Camp Randall in Madison Saturday night. Before the band played their famous Jumbotron song, frontman Chris Martin specifically informed the crowd they were about to be photographed. He joked that everyone that needs to do their makeup should get it done before starting the song. The warning is partially due to an incident at a concert last week where the CEO and HR director of tech company Astronomer were spotted being close at a Coldplay concert. That prompted the resignation of CEO Andy Bryan. There's no word if any famous couples were spotted at Camp Randall. Two people have been arrested in connection with the alleged abduction of a 7-year-old Milwaukee boy last weekend. Police say a 14-year-old boy and a 38-year-old man were taken into custody Thursday after an armed masked man in a Jeep abducted Jamal White at gunpoint last week on Milwaukee's northwest side. After an Amber Alert was issued, Jamal was found safe Saturday evening, July 12th, about 6 miles from where he was taken. Criminal charges against the two will be referred to the Milwaukee County DA's office. Another man connected to the case, 25-year-old Corey Williams, was charged Thursday with kidnapping and taking hostages. The 7-year-old is safe in the custody of Child Protective Services. There are many life situations where you may find yourself wanting a lawyer, filing a lawsuit, writing a will, or starting a business. You may also need help if you are going through a divorce, hurt in an accident, or arrested. Here are some tips to help you find the right lawyer for the job. Ask for recommendations from friends, family members, and coworkers. Many lawyers specialize in specific areas, so talk to people who have similar legal needs. Consider the size of the firm. Law firms can range from a single lawyer to a team of hundreds. Smaller firms can offer a personal one-on-one relationship, while larger firms usually handle bigger cases involving government and public companies. Larger firms may have greater resources to support their work. Schedule a consultation. Find out ahead of time if there is a charge for a consultation. If you can meet with more than one lawyer before choosing who to hire, your goal is to find an attorney with whom you are comfortable. Your case may involve very personal information, and your attorney will often need to know many confidential details about you or your business. Provide a clear summary and bring any documents or materials that may help the lawyer understand your situation. Interview the lawyer about their training and experience. Make sure you understand the fee arrangement, including hourly fees, expenses, billing, and payments. Understand the cost. Some lawyers will provide you with the cost before taking your case, while others will provide costs shortly after. Ask for cost and fees to be broken down in writing. The three main methods for compensating a lawyer are contingency fee, established flat fee, or hourly rate. The contingency fee method compensates the lawyer by giving them a percentage of any money you receive from the case. The percentage should correspond with the amount of time and effort that is required of the lawyer. The size of the contingency fee is always negotiable, but check with the State Bar Association to see if there are any rules on maximum contingency fees. An established or flat fee is a set fee lawyers charge to perform a certain service, like preparing a will. The most common method is to charge an hourly rate. Lawyers have a set rate they charge for each hour spent working on the case. Hourly rates may depend on the lawyer's experience, so a more experienced lawyer may charge a higher hourly rate but complete the work more quickly. Before the lawyer starts working, get an estimate in writing for the number of hours the case will require. Some lawyers will ask for a retainer up front. This is used as a down payment on expenses and fees. Make sure you keep track of how the money is spent and when you will need to pay more. Get the agreement in writing. Make sure the lawyer draws up an agreement stating all terms and deals of the case and your client relationship. Before signing the agreement, read it thoroughly and ask questions if there is any confusion. Save a copy of the agreement and other important documents, especially if you give the original documents to the lawyer. Understand that if you are unhappy with your lawyer's services, you have the right to fire him or her at any time. Lawyers are subject to strict professional conduct rules, and if you are unable to come to a resolution over services with your lawyer, consider filing a complaint with the Better Business Bureau and the State Bar Association.